night, jump, 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 jump.
Yes, yes, yes. A good Thursday, one and all. Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. Mike Pete across the way. Bogish in for Taz, who's off here on this Thursday morning. As we take you for the next 3 hours, right up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. What's going on, Bogish? How you doing, bud?
Another bonus day with you, Moose.
Yes, yes.
There are no complaints. Thursday. Happy Thursday.
You're welcome.
Are you okay today?
I'm good.
Did
yes.
anything, any mini tragedies befall any appliance, car,
no,
structure in your life? You're good?
No, we're okay.
You,
we're
you
okay
to
today.
Think about that.
It started. It's early yet. It's only 6 a.m. Eastern time. So we got plenty of time in the day for that to happen to me. The whole day is wide open.
Well, fingers crossed.
That's exactly right.
For the other direction.
We got a good show on tap. Dave McGinnis is going to join us a little later on in the program. Long time NFL assistant and former NFL head coach, NFL analyst, Titans Radio Network is going to join Andrew and myself. That's coming your way in the third and final hour. We get to go a little bit of the association because, you know, everybody was up in arms with the fact that Kawhi Leonard for the Los Angeles Clippers for, a second straight nationally televised game sat out Wednesday's 129-124 loss to the Milwaukee Bucks, which was on ESPN. Second straight week that he has missed a national televised game. We get into the whole discussion of load management. We'll get into the Jordan comments in terms of guys are paid to play 82 games. And how this is an issue for the NBA. And, you know, it's been an issue in the past, and they've adjusted the schedule in order to try and take as much of load management and that discussion and rest versus the regular season grind of 82 games and making sure guys are healthy for the NBA postseason, you know, out of the course of the conversation when you're talking about the association. But it's still there, and it was again there last night as the Bucks win the game. Kawhi's wearing a nice suit on the bench. He's resting up for the next game for the Los Angeles Clippers, and it's the second time that this has happened, which is going to be troubling because when you tune in and you're watching the Los Angeles Clippers play basketball and Kawhi Leonard's not on the court, I mean, it's clearly not the Los Angeles Clippers.
It's not the Clippers, but I've got no problem with them managing his health and his ability to be there when we get to April, May, and June. I mean, that's the thing, right? I mean, sure, I'll take a day off in November if it means he's fresh when we get to the conference finals and the NBA finals. What I don't understand about this very specific situation is if they're going to hang their hat, the Clippers, that is, on his knee being some way, shape, or form in need of rest, then just say he has a bad knee. They keep attaching load management, and they'd said knee load management on the injury report. How about just say he's got a sore right knee? Take load management, which is such a dumb term at face value, just take that off the table. Because then we're not talking about him having the night off. He's just, you know, he's resting his knee, which is seems more acceptable to me.
Well, I mean, half a dozen one way or the other. I get the knee is a little bit more acceptable. But, I mean, if it's just the knee because they need to throw something out there, but it's not really the knee. Is that acceptable to you?
Yeah, lie to me. That's fine.
You're okay to be lied
to. I'll take it. But I'm also, I think the general public would maybe, and I don't want to speak for everybody, but I think if you just lie to us, if you just say he's resting, you're going to open yourself up to people complaining that he's resting. I don't mind that he's resting. Michael Jordan, anybody else can say you're paid to play 82 games. You're paid to win the whole damn thing. And if winning the whole damn thing means you only play 70 regular season games, so you're saving minutes and energy for the end of the season, I'm all for it. I've never thought that there was a way for the NBA to actually outlaw this. Any kind of rule you put in would seem way too punitive and not logical. And a team should be able to do whatever they want with a guy like Kawhi Leonard, who they're paying a ton of money to win games at the end of the season in the playoffs, not now.
No, I
have no problem with it, but I think if they're going to do it, they should probably have better word choice.
Yeah, but then you can't care about the fans too, right?
Because
they don't care about the fans.
I am a fan, and I want my. What do you want as a fan? What's your ultimate goal as a fan?
No. But
to have your team win the whole thing.
If I pay $150 to go see the Los Angeles Clippers,
I know.
The expectation that Kawhi Leonard is going to play, and Kawhi Leonard does not play, and is sitting out that game due to quote unquote load management, Is that ticket then worth $150?
No, it's not. But that's the gamble of buying a ticket for anything.
But is that taking care of your fans? It's not.
No, it's not. But other sports. You and I love baseball.
Tell me the NFL star that sits out a week.
Well, but the NFL is a different thing. It's not a comparison.
Well, it is. Well, sports are a comparison. What do you mean? How is it not a comparison?
Because the NFL is playing.
Guys play hurt all the time in the National Football
League. But playing once a week, NFL players don't have rest days. The comparison would be baseball. Baseball gives guys days off, right?
Not as many as in the NBA.
Well, okay, percentage-wise, sure, but
it's
like,
not.
But when you buy a baseball ticket in advance for a game, there's a chance that when you get to that game, the guy who you wanted to see is not going to be out there. Now, you know, Mike Trout's going to play 162, as close as possible to full season, so that's less of a gamble. But you know, I grew up loving Gary Carter. If you love, and there are times where you'd go to a Met game and you could be smart about it, not pick like an afternoon day game during the week, or maybe on a Sunday afternoon. Like, you can pick your spots a little bit in baseball, but there's the random choice, the random chance that on a day that you show up to watch Anthony Rendon or Aaron Judge or whatever, like that, that maybe they're not going to be out there. It's not as significant or as large of a chance, I guess, now the way things go in the NBA. But it's also I don't know how you fix it, and so I sound heartless.
Well, but
I don't have the sympathy for the fan is not strong enough in me to tell the Clippers to make Kawhi Leonard play every single game.
Well, I mean, but Kawhi Leonard last year for the Toronto Raptors played 60 games.
Yeah, how'd that work out? Was anybody complaining when they won the whole thing?
It's not a matter of winning the NBA championship. That's not part of the discussion we're having here, because it's easy to say. No, it's really not, because it's a regular season NBA problem. That's the issue you have. If you want to say, okay, then fans shouldn't show up during the regular season, then what is the motivation for me to show up and pay my hard-earned money, where it's a roll the dice whether or not Kawhi Leonard is going to play? When a guy sits out a quarter of the NBA year due to load management and some nagging injuries here and there, but for the majority of it up in Toronto, it was load management, as they're working out a schedule for him as a Los Angeles Clipper to make sure that he is ready and healthy and set to go come next spring and the NBA postseason. That's a problem. I mean, you can't just say, well, if you win, but what happens if you don't win the title? What happens if you
gave it your best?
Well, no, happens to the guy or gal that's got season tickets? What happens to the person that's showing up, that's buying 41 games in the NBA regular season, and they're only seeing Kawhi Leonard for 30 of those 41 games?
I know, Moose, it's not ideal, but
it's a problem. It's not a matter of being ideal. You can recognize that's an issue.
Well, it's an issue that I don't see necessarily the evil in or the problem with. Like, I get it. But, like, so then, you know, my answer is don't buy season tickets. Like, then don't make that investment. Like, this is life now. This is the situation. If it's going to bother you that much that you're going to go to 41 NBA home games and maybe five or six of them are not going to include Kawhi Leonard by sheer choice of the LA Clippers, then don't buy your season tickets.
Okay, for the NBA, you want to take it out of the fans' hands. Do you think the television contracts are worth the same?
Again. What are they? What's the solution?
The answer. I'm asking you a simple question. Are the television contracts the same?
I understand all the negativity. I understand the negativity of Kawhi wasn't on ESPN last night, and I have no idea.
It's not just about him, though. It's not,
right, or anybody.
But this is just
kind of a
launching point. It's really kind of the overall take of the NBA, and they adjusted the schedule, Adam Silver did.
They did, yes, they did.
In order to try and minimize load management in the regular season, did they not?
Yes, they did.
And that's still not working.
Well, I think it's first of all, we're 3 weeks into the season, right? So, I mean, at least let's get this is the second year of the adjusted schedule, if not the third, and it's even more adjusted this year than it was last year. They keep getting farther and farther away from back-to-backs and playing three times in 4 days and stuff like that. So I get it, but they're trying, but I still don't know but at some point they can't do anything else. This is just what it's going to be. And I know people have gotten the most upset because of the national TV broadcast. And this began way back with Greg Popovich did it to screw the NBA on a TNT game. ABC got mad when it was their Saturday night package was getting affected.
I used to do shows Sundays here. It was a disaster.
I know how that gets involved.
Little Wayne rapping, talking about stars playing and they were all sitting on the bench.
So I know how all of those things work. And I'm open to a solution. I have not heard a solution that makes sense to me, that's fair, and that lets the team do what they think is in the best interest of them winning basketball games.
Okay, you brought up a point. Let me ask you this. We're not talking about game 65 last night.
Right.
Right? We haven't even played 10 games in the NBA regular season.
Yeah.
Do you think Kawhi Leonard's tired?
I don't think he's tired now. I mean, think they're trying to do their best to make sure he's not tired later on.
But I can understand resting him, back half of the NBA regular season. I mean, early on in the year, you're talking about a young prime athlete. At this stage, how old is Kawhi Leonard? He's, 28, 29 years old, something
sounds
of that
about
nature,
right?
I mean, so you look at Kawhi Leonard now. Isn't now the time to be able to play Kawhi Leonard? I mean, they're having discussions in New York about David Fizdale playing R.J. Barrett at 19. I understand he's 19 years of age. Too many minutes a night. He's playing 37, 38 minutes a night. I think he's averaging 37.1 minutes per night. So they're criticizing Fizdale for maybe playing R.J. Barrett too much. And then you get to a guy like Kawhi Leonard, who's an unbelievable player, as the Clippers are now 0-2 when he does not play in the game, sitting on the bench. And I'll put the TV aspect aside. I'm more concerned about Joe Q Public. I'm more concerned about the guy that's showing up to watch a game, and all of a sudden he's watching Kawhi Leonard joke around with his guys on the bench wearing a suit. I mean, and not playing in the basketball game. To be honest with you, I wouldn't want to be at that Clipper game. That, to me, is not Clipper basketball. I don't need to be lied to either and told it's a, some fictitious injury when it's not, when we all know that it's the very fact of they're looking toward April, May, and June and trying to win an NBA championship. And Andrew, I'm not disagreeing with you in terms of the goal of the Los Angeles Clippers. They don't want to squeeze the lemon, so to speak, in the regular season. They want to make sure Kawhi Leonard is set, ready to go come the postseason. All that being said, it's still an issue. Even if the Clippers were compliant to the NBA,
right,
it's still an issue. Whether I'm buying tickets to the game, whether I'm staying up late on the East Coast to watch that game last night, what it was billed out to be isn't what that game was. When you circled that and said, I want to see Giannis taking on Kawhi Leonard, Bucks, and Clippers, that's not what you got. You got Giannis. You did not get Kawhi.
Yeah, and it's
you can say, buckle up, grow up, move on. It's this is the sign of the time. It's still a problem any way you look at it when that's the headlines coming out of a Wednesday night NBA slate.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's not a problem?
I know this is semantics, but the overriding thing that makes the most sense in this situation for me is that the Clippers are, and any team's allowed to manage their guys the way they want them to, the way they want to. I don't even know that I like the word problem because, I get that you missed out on seeing Kawhi Leonard in person or on TV last night. I know that. But I can watch him tonight. And hopefully if I'm going to a Clipper game, I've got my fingers crossed that, that's a game he suits up in. Maybe you have to take an extra second. And I know it's not easy to go to games between schedules and your personal schedules. And, kids got to go to school the next day. So it's like you can go to any Clipper game you want. And then you throw in the cost of it. But, maybe it takes an extra second to look at the calendar. And if you can, don't pick a game that's part of a back-to-back or the third game in 4 days, which because there's a chance that he's not going to be there. Make sure there's a buffer on either side of your home game you're going to go to. The point is, to me, it still makes more sense, and they should still be allowed to protect him to make sure that he's good and they're good when it matters most, especially since it's so early in the season. I mean, if you'd prefer that they, when they've wrapped up a top four seed in the West, that they maybe give him a week off in March to reset for April, May, and June, I might say I'd rather give Random 4 days off throughout the season to space out his rest than just sit him down for an entire week. I don't see a huge difference in those, in those two scenarios. So it makes too much sense to me. If I was in charge of the Clippers, I'd want to make sure Kawhi was okay.
All right, I'll bring you an unnamed player.
Yeah.
Championship season.
Mm-hmm.
82 games.
Yeah.
Unnamed player, same player. Championship season, 80 games.
Yeah.
Unnamed NBA player, championship season, 78 games.
Mm-hmm.
Unnamed NBA player, championship series season, 82 games. Unnamed NBA player, championship season, 82 games. Unnamed NBA player, same guy, championship season, 82 games. Michael Jordan.
If you want to compare Michael Jordan, Kawhi Leonard, that's fine. I'm not going to do that because I think Jordan defies all comparisons between being an athlete and a basketball player. I mean, that's fine, and that's all well and good.
Agree that travel and everything is easier now than it was that the NBA slate now, the way that they've spaced out the games, is easier now than it was 15, 16, 17, 20 years ago.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's all easier, and guys are playing less.
Yeah, and you know what?
Is the game more difficult?
No, but
it's less physical.
Moose, here's what we've seen recently, okay?
They've made the game easier.
The Rockets and James Harden have loved how much James Harden plays, and James Harden doesn't take nights off. And that's all, and I'm not dismissing playing 82 games and being an Iron Man and being tough. I mean, that's an impressive feat. But we've seen James Harden not get to the NBA Finals, not win the West, and at times he's looked absolutely gassed when he's gotten to that second and third round of the playoffs because he played like a tough guy 82 games the entire, which is great.
Well,
but what if he was fresher in those games
in
May and June? And you know what? What if John Stockton and Karl Malone were fresher? Maybe they beat the Bulls one time.
They still want to beat Jordan.
Probably not. But you can put to Jordan that he played 82 and then won all those games, and that's fine. But maybe there are guys that played 82 because they played 82 and then didn't have enough to push guys as much as they should have.
All right, but you think 60 is good?
I thought apparently it was last year.
Well, but no.
I mean, the dude was amazing in the playoffs.
Hold on a second. Andrew, I'm asking you, put the championship aside.
I can't, but I can't.
Of course you can.
No, I can't.
First off, if Golden State was healthy, then I'd win the NBA title. I mean, if Kevin Durant was on the court, then I'd win the NBA
championship. I would agree, but even if they go have to win it in six games instead of four because Kawhi was outlandishly good because he was correctly rested during the regular season, still stands.
I get it, but my point being is that if we're talking about two different things. You're looking at the long-range goal. I get the long-range goal. I understand it. Only one team ends up winning an NBA championship every year. Load management is an issue across the entire league.
Well, but Moose...
The team that gets eliminated in the first round that's resting guys in the regular season, did it work out for them? It does not.
But Moose, you can't, first of all, you can't oversimplify to one team win, so then therefore only they can do things directly.
That's what you're simplifying it to.
I'm simplifying to the point is you're trying.
It worked for Toronto. Of course it worked for Toronto.
Right.
They won the title.
They
lost to Golden State.
You are trying to put yourself in the best possible situation to win the NBA title. You might not win it, but you want to have the chance to win it. So yes, only the Raptors won last year. Only one team is going to win this year. But how many teams have a legitimate chance of winning the whole thing? That's the select group here that's in,
know how you correct the problem? You correct the problem by minimizing the amount of times that you could use load management as a time for a guy to be off. And you raise up the parameters for guys being able to sit out and rest where you get these nonsensical injuries.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think if you want to give a guy a night off, he should be able to have a night off.
I'm sorry. Hold on a second. A night off is one thing. 22 games off in the regular season is another.
I disagree. I just disagree. I don't see...
Wait a second. When the greatest player the sport's ever seen comes out and said, we pay guys to play 82 games, and Michael Jordan is saying that. Now, and I get he's in a different stage because now he's ownership and everything
exactly.
like that. But the point being is, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
So the Clippers aren't paying Kawhi Leonard to make them NBA title contenders.
They're paying him for everything.
Right.
They're everything.
So why wouldn't they protect their investment?
They are protecting their investment. It doesn't mean you have to like it. It doesn't mean you have to be A-OK with it.
That's what I'm saying.
If I'm watching an NBA game and I'm watching the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard's not playing, I'm not watching the Clippers. If I buy a Clippers ticket and Kawhi Leonard's not playing, it's not just Kawhi. It's all across the league. It's a massive issue all across the league. Even with the adjustment, even with travel being easier, even with the hotels being fluffier and nicer, even with chefs and everything, personal trainers, all this and that, Has the NBA athlete, the game's more wide open. It's less physical.
No, you know what I think?
You can't knock guys down to the court anymore. You're getting run out of the game. You know, with all that, Why is the NBA player getting softer?
Because I think people... Well, okay. I'm not calling them softer. I think what maybe
people... They don't
people,
need more time off?
I think what people maybe have learned is that we had a bunch of arbitrary goals and accomplishments that really, in the end, don't mean anything. They don't... It does not... It's like perfect attendance in school. You can't possibly go an entire year of not being sick. If you came to school every single day... You were sick when you came to school, and you shouldn't have done that. So you get a little certificate at the end of the year, like it's a big deal. It's not a big deal. And you know what? I'm glad that Michael Jordan played 82 games over every single season. It's the last thing.
Was he worse for the wear of the postseason?
No, but it's the last thing that matters in the history of Michael Jordan.
Wait a second.
Hold on a second.
LeBron James basically a couple years ago took it as personal pride that he played 82 games.
And that's fine. But it's,
it was
but
basically
again,
wanted a statue erected to him, the fact that he played 82 games of the regular season.
Great, that's LeBron. LeBron can be proud of that. I'm not saying he shouldn't be proud of it, but if you're talking about how great is LeBron, how great is Jordan, I'm not going to run down his regular season game totals for you.
But that does factor in.
Not to me.
It doesn't.
No.
You don't think Michael playing 82 games of the regular season and winning an NBA championship is a greater accomplishment than Kawhi playing 60 in the regular season with an NBA title?
I mean,
a greater individual accomplishment. You got to give me that one. Andrew.
Well, yeah, but
the, I mean, that's a greater and playing in a league which was obviously at that stage a lot more physical.
Yeah, sure. I mean, but
there were actually fights.
Okay, I know there was a fight the other day. We had Embiid and Karl Anthony Towns. Again, if you want this
that
to be UFC or whatever, like,
look
or you
the
need
Pistons.
Them to be
they
tough
fall.
Guys, I know. If you need that, if you miss that, that's fine. But that's like to me a whole other conversation to where this began with the Clippers' ability to say, you know what, I want to have Kawhi Leonard fresh for because we want to play till June. So if it costs me a night or two in November, so be it. If you want Bill Laimbeer back, that's fine. But I don't think it has anything to do with what we saw last night from the Clippers or last week from them either.
All right, but as they work out this game plan for Kawhi Leonard out in Los Angeles
yes.
with the Clippers,
which by the way, I will say this,
with his medical staff and come up with how many games he should be playing in
right.
order to get the most out of his body come playoff time, right? As they work on this. Yeah, you know, what is the tangible number? Say if they come out, say if Kawhi's medical team comes out and says, you know, we're good with 57 games.
Sure. I mean, Moose, at some point, does the NBA need a doctor's note to figure this out? I guess, but I still...
Because it's going to get less and less as he gets older. You're not going to say, when he's 32, 33, I mean, I would imagine it's going to get less
well,
and less.
Here's my confusion, particular to Kawhi. When the year began, and maybe he was speaking about just opening night, but it was presented as if he was talking about the general picture.
Right.
Doc Rivers said, like, he's good to go. There are no, you know, there's no restrictions on, he's healthy. And then within 10 days, he had a day off, and now he's having another one tonight. So, like, I'm confused about what has changed in the last 2 weeks. But, yeah, there's a line, I'm sure, that this would become some kind of a mockery of the system. I don't think we're anywhere there. Like, if he all of a sudden is only playing home games, like, at some point it gets ridiculous. I'm far, though, from that line of it being ridiculous.
Well, maybe good to go to Doc meant, like, 63 games.
He's
good to go.
He's good to go. Give
Full
me 70.
Full 64 this year.
Yeah.
We've cut down the schedule.
We don't play on Wednesdays.
We've upped the schedule from a year ago.
I mean, they could do that. They could just say, listen, we're not playing Wednesdays.
Yeah, that's fine. Let me know in advance.
Give me something on paper. Like, if we're playing, he's not playing the front
right.
end of any one-on-ones, or he's not. So, give me something concrete, fine, but I'm going to
when you wake up in the morning, no alternate side, and Kawhi's not playing tonight.
Clippers give you $5 back if he doesn't play on your ticket. There's ways around this, I guess.
They want to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. We'll get to your calls here momentarily. What's your take on load management in the NBA? You agree with Andrew? You agree with myself? You think it's no big deal? You think it's a big deal? Want to hear from you. 855-212-4227. Taz of the Moose. Bogus sitting in for Taz on this Thursday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. 855-212-4227 is your number to call. And you've got it ingrained in your mind. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. All right, we set to go, Bilotti. Here we go. John from Orange.
He is John. He is John. He is John from Jersey.
Johnny!
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, John.
What's up, John?
Hey, look. I mean, I totally understand where Bogus is coming from with this. And, I mean, I think it's a tricky argument to get into of, you know, when you're saying teams have to play players. But as a fan, it doesn't mean I have to like it. And, I mean, I'm not saying we have to compare everybody to Michael Jordan or the players when I'm growing up, but you never saw Magic Johnson take games off like this. And, again, I understand the reasoning. I just hate it. I mean, the Clippers this year, while I'm on hold, if you look through the Clippers' schedule for the year, they have 11 back-to-back games. So does that mean right off the top that we know he's not playing in 11 games?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and I look, and like I said, I get it. And at the end of the year, if the Clippers are winning a title, am I going to look back, if I'm a Clippers fan, am I going to look back and remember the games he didn't play? No, I'm going to be happy they're winning at the end of the year, and maybe this puts him in a better position to have him healthy at the end of the year. I get all that. But if I'm paying big money for a ticket, I don't want to see him sitting. I don't. You know, and I if you compare it to baseball, sure. Like if I'm going to go to a Met game on a Sunday and, you know, so-and-so sitting out, am I a little upset? Yeah, I am.
Well, a lot of times it's the catcher, right? And it would bother Met fans when Mike Piazza would be sitting out on a Sunday afternoon, right? And they'd be giving other guys rest. But you knew day game after a night game, that the catcher in all likelihood, I don't care how good of an offensive force, for the most part, they were going to be sitting out that game. Does it bother you? I remember taking calls on WFAN about baseball players taking off, especially when the lineup wasn't particularly deep and there was so much relying on that one offensive player to do something, and then you take that player out of the lineup, and then the team ends up losing the game 9 times out of 10.
Right. I mean, I just think the whole situation is – I think it's a definite problem the NBA needs to fix. And if it is it unique to Kawhi Leonard? To be honest, I don't know. Are other teams doing that? I'm not really sure if they are.
Russell Westbrook got a day off recently, but I don't remember anybody else having it happen just yet because we are so early.
What happened? Remember, was it either last year or whenever it was when San Antonio was doing it, you remember?
Yes.
When they were, and it wasn't just one player, like they were sitting out half the team.
Oh, well, I wasn't out three or four guys.
That was I didn't even work here when that happened. The original one where like where Popovich was mad at David Stern and like Ginobili, right. Parker, Duncan, and somebody else didn't play. Like, yeah. And it was in Miami on a TNT game. Like they didn't even go on the trip.
Right, but that was, John's referencing, it was within the last 6 years. I mean, when this reared its ugly head, when we were talking about the Saturday night affairs, when guys were really when there was that first example that Andrew mentioned, but then there were other examples as well after that, especially in San Antonio with those guys up there in age. And, you know, they made a mockery of that nationally televised, and Johnny, thanks a lot for the call, ABC game, to which star players were being rested left and right. And you're watching backups play on a national game, and they're billing it as one superstar, a couple superstars against another, and those guys are all sitting on the bench. And I'm watching, I'm watching all the backups play.
Yeah.
And that's something that clearly, obviously, affected the NBA. And we've gotten a change and an adjustment in the schedule, but you're still getting, in some instances, the same conversation. Abilene, Texas, we go. It's David at CBS Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Moose, Andrew, thanks for taking my phone call.
You got it, David.
I was telling you, producer, I'm actually a Spurs fan. I do about 4 or 5 games per year. I haven't gone yet this year, being early. But as a fan, I guess I got a different view for myself. I know it's coming. I've had it happen to me in San Antonio. And I'm not really mad, I guess, for some reason. I don't know if the season's like really, really long. And I've seen it happen with maybe other teams' players, like Anthony Davis. He might have been a little bit hurt. I was at one of the Pelicans game when they shut down Anthony Davis early, and I've seen the Spurs play the Pelicans like 2 or 3 times, guys, and I still yet see Anthony Davis play per se. But as a fan, I know I've had it happen to me, and I just kind of live with it. I got a question for you guys, though.
Yeah.
I keep hearing like the NFL is going to increase its schedule. Can you see this happening in the NFL possibly if they go to an increased schedule?
Well, they had that ludicrous idea that was floated out about, what, 5-6 weeks ago of extending the schedule to 18 games, but then having guys that can then only play 16 of the 18 games, which is moronic, I mean, when you think about it. I mean, there might be certain positions that can only play 16 of the 18 games. I mean, think about the very fact of then, you know, rolling out your backup quarterback in unsaid games.
Yeah, I think in the end, quarterbacks were going to be exempt from whatever this plan was, but I think that either way, the plan was just nonsense.
Well, it was moronic. Yeah. It was one of the dopiest things I've ever seen floated out there. But yes, there was that conversation. I mean, the NFL owner basically would give up their firstborn to get this scheduled to 18 games in the regular season. I mean, they're willing to do anything and anything to get it to 18 games in the regular season. So, I mean, that is, you know, now the stuff that's been thrown out there, I don't think it's ever going to happen. And listen, the NFL player, where their lifeline in the NFL is very, very short. I mean, we see guys like, and Brady is the albatross. I mean, you know, he's the outlier. Breeze and the way that the quarterbacks are the outliers. I'm talking about the other guys that are fighting for roster spots, offensive linemen, who's, you know, running backs who a lot of people believe by the age of 30, they're past their prime in the National Football League. They don't have a lot of time to make a lot of money. They really don't. And I think the average life, the average career length for an NFL player, last I saw, was 3.4 years.
Yeah, less than 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, so crazy. Which is crazy when you think about it. And so the NFL player doesn't want more games. You know why? Because if there's more games in the regular season, that means there's less of a career. That'll now go under 3 in all likelihood for the length of an NFL pro career.
Well, that's a great point, Moose. I certainly agree with you. But going back to the NBA, like for me, when I go to San Antonio and so-and-so doesn't play, or even for another team, I know it's in the back of my mind, you know, I may not see certain players play. And I guess for me, I don't really get too upset about it. Maybe a little bit disappointed depending on who it is, but I've had it happen to me as a Spurs fan. I just kind of...
You're okay with it. So, David, when you showed up to watch Spurs Pelicans... And I know last year was different because they rested Anthony Davis because they didn't want him to get hurt, right? So, I mean, but when you're there and you sign up and you buy a ticket to go see Spurs Pelicans and you're hoping to see Anthony Davis, and Anthony Davis is resting that night, that doesn't bother you. You're like, well, it is what it is.
I know it can happen in there. I'm not going to get too upset about it.
I got you.
And I'm obviously a little bit disappointed, but I know it could happen.
I got you. I understand, David. You know, I'm a long-suffering Knick fan, right? I mean, growing up in the tri-state area, all I heard about, you know, from my dad and my uncle were, you know, the Knick teams in the 70s, right? And, you know, I've told the story before. First treat, I remember watching the Knicks growing up, and I remember my mom saying, if the Knicks make the playoffs this year, we'll get you to a playoff game. And my mom, Brenda Malusis, went outside Madison Square Garden and scalped tickets, Knicks-Celtics, opening round series when they had Bird, Parrish, McHale, and everything. And that was late 80s. Johnny Newman, Patrick Ewing. I mean, it wasn't a great Knick team.
Johnny Newman.
Yeah, it was Rick Pitino. I mean, but I was at that Knick playoff game. And, you know, I remember also going to a Knicks Magic game when Shaq was in with Orlando, at Madison Square Garden. I couldn't wait to get to MSG. If I was a young NBA fan, you know, but my dad got those tickets at the time, and, you know, I was getting set ready to go, and my dad wakes me up that morning or after school that day, and he's going to Madison Square Garden. My dad tells me, by the way, Shaq's not playing tonight. Well, why isn't Shaq playing tonight? Load management. He needs a day off. Needs a day off. I mean, you know, that, I mean, I you know, when you're trying to, and I get the NBA's popularity. I'm not telling you that, you know, it's going to be the demise of the NBA. But when you're trying to cultivate young fans and fans are showing up and you're A-OK with guys resting, I mean, I defined it as being a little softer. You want to say it's not a softness in the league where the game is even more wide open? I mean, you could make the argument the game's so wide open now that it's more exhausting than it was 25 years ago, that the games are more high scoring, that it's more up and down the court, it's more cardiovascularly taxing. You're not getting games in the 80s. I mean, you know, when the Knicks would score 90 points, it was almost like, oh, my God, the Knicks scored 90 points in a basketball game growing up. You know, now you have teams that are scoring 156 points in regulation, which is insane when you think about it. But it's a different time. And I get the whole idea, Bogish, of winning an NBA championship. And that is the ultimate goal. I'm not denying that. And you're right. You bring up a great example about Harden. Because I thought James Harden last year looked absolutely exhausted. I don't need Harden to play 82 games. I don't. You know, I don't need to see Harden out there. And I think the Houston Rockets maybe learned their lesson a little bit. But there can be a meeting in the middle here. It doesn't have to be one extreme or the other. I don't need Kawhi Leonard out there for 82 games, but 60 games in the regular seasons is alarmingly low.
Except, and again, staying with the Kawhi example, we still don't fully understand everything that was going on in his legs to get him out of San Antonio and to Toronto. And that was the overlying theme of last year, was that he was still coming back from whatever was going on with that quad. So this year, you know, we're not even 10 games in, and here's his second day off. You know, let's get to January and February and see where this pace is, because, you know, if he's going back towards 60 when he's supposed to be past whatever was up with his quad, then the conversation can change a little bit. But if this is them at least maybe burning, if he's going to play only 70 games, if that's the target, Moose, and they're going to, you know, maybe get those out of the way here early so he can charge through the back half of the season, then I'm okay with it. But let's just see how the whole season plays out and what everybody else does with their stars. Because except for the one Westbrook day off, I think it was they lost Sunday, the game they got hammered in Miami. Then he didn't play the next night for the Rockets. So that's the only other one I can think of. I might be missing somebody else getting a night off randomly, but it is not an epidemic out of the gate in the NBA just yet.
No, it's not an epidemic out of the gate. But we all understand how big of a player Kawhi Leonard is in the NBA
landscape. It's unfortunate last night.
Well,
that he didn't play. Understand that.
And that's the point of the matter, especially with the softening of the schedule and trying to make it easier to try and minimize this over the course of the NBA regular season. Elvis, Mark, Alonzo, guys, hang in there. We'll get to your calls here. Bogus is going to update us this morning as well because he's got double duty. Bogus, what's going on? Anything groundbreaking right now?
No, of course not. It was far from the Rockets.
Redskins didn't fire an assistant?
I don't think so. Okay. Let me refresh Twitter. It was far from the Rockets-Warriors matchups we've grown accustomed to. Kevin Durant in Brooklyn, of course. Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Draymond Green are injured, but Houston still has James Harden.
Ordered a Harden for three. And the Rockets will trade a two for a three every single time. 27 for the Beard. The Rockets are beginning to open things up with 9:28 to go in the third. They're up 72-56.
Craig Ackerman, Rockets Radio. Harden finished with 36 points, 13 assists in a 129-112 rout. Harden didn't have any sympathy post-game for these shorthanded dubs, saying it's part of the game. Draymond Green will not play at all on this three-game trip because of the torn ligament in his left index finger. Without Kawhi last night, the Clippers took a 129-124 home loss from the Bucks. Giannis, 38 points, 16 rebounds, and 9 assists. The Sixers lost in Utah, 106-104, and lost Ben Simmons to a minor right shoulder sprain. He'll be reevaluated today. Night 2 of College Hoops, number 9, North Carolina took care of Notre Dame, 76-65. Cole Anthony debuted with 34 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 assists. Nick Saban said yesterday that
Tua Tagovailoa
is progressing well in his recovery from his high ankle sprain. There's a good chance Tua plays Saturday against LSU. On ice last night, the Blues, 5-2 winners in Edmonton. The Rangers beat the Red Wings 5-1. Moose?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Well done. We'll get back to your calls. The theme early here on this Thursday morning, load management for the NBA as it relates to Kawhi Leonard sitting out for the Clippers Wednesday night affair. Headline matchup, Kawhi against Giannis, Clippers, Bucks. Not so much. Kawhi looked sharp on the bench, though. That was a nice suit he cut. I mean, he's a good-looking man. There's no doubt about it. Want to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Taz Moose, Andrew in for Taz on this Thursday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Bogus hit for Taz on this Thursday morning as he is off. Out to Denver, it's Mark. It's CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, guys. How you doing today?
With a K or a C, Mark?
I got the C just like yourself.
Look at that. Look at that. It's only the special ones, Mark. Look at that. Yes.
What's
on your mind, brother?
I like this topic. I got three takes on it that I want you guys to
comment. Three? All right. Let me get a pen out.
Start writing there, AB. All right. So this is just ridiculous, man. This term of what are they calling it?
Load management. It's a terrible idea.
Right.
It is terrible. These guys are getting paid millions and millions of dollars to play a game. This is not even a job, and they get to sit out half the year anyway when they're off. I go to work. I get paid thousands of dollars to work, and if I decide that I don't want to go to work, I'm not getting paid. That's ridiculous. My second thing that I wanted to say was, as far as these players that are taking off days off here and there, and they're sitting there on the side, I'm sorry, but if you're going to take a day off, you should be sick in bed, or you should be on the couch with your wife and kids. And lastly, AB, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take Malusis aside on this one with the taking pride in playing 82 games. They really should, because not just that, not just the fact that they didn't have any excuses for not playing when they're getting paid all this money, but that's going to build up their points and their stats, and it's going to help them break records. You sit out 20 games throughout a season, that's hundreds of points you're going to lose.
I mean, the more you play, especially if you're a highly efficient offensive player, the gaudier your stats are going to be at the end of the year, Mark. You're not wrong about that, and thanks a lot for the call, buddy, and happy to spell your name with a C. Not that I don't like people to spell their name M-A-R-K.
Nothing else mattered
well,
after
that's
you.
That's exactly right.
The C.
Oh, it was exciting, I'll be honest with you. Whenever I run to a fellow M-A-R-C, it really makes my day. It's the little things in life. Anyway, so, I look at it where... what bothered me is that the year that LeBron did it, basically, like, they rolled out the carpet. LeBron's accomplished it. He's accomplished the feat.
He's the king.
He's played 82 games
in
the regular
season. And no one's played him better.
Roll out the carpet. He's done it. It was a goal of his. And Bisseglia can attest to it as well. Mr. NBA, who's an NBA apologist left and right. I mean, you got one LeBron sycophant after another basically telling you he's done it. He's accomplished his goal. He's played 82 games in the regular season. It was important for LeBron. Was that not the case?
Check it off the list.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it was amazing. It was like nobody's ever accomplished that before in their life. And I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, oh, my God, wow, you played 82 games? That's really what it comes down to now. It really is. I mean, it's, that's something he wanted to do over the course of his career at some point in his
career.
That's great.
He's
finally
good.
Accomplished it.
That's fine.
Has he ever done
it again? No, because he realized the error in his ways.
Let's head out to Mobile, Alabama. It's Elvis. It's Taz and the Moose. What's up, Elvis?
What's going on, man? That's Elvis with an E. I hope that meets your approval.
Yes, anyway. I love Elvis. I grew up listening to Elvis Presley left and right. Are you serious? Blue Hawaii?
All right, okay, man. Hey, listen, I think this breaks down largely along generational lines. I mean, Bogus looks like he's about 30 maybe.
I wish.
Doesn't bother him too much. Moose is a little older. It bothers you a little more. I'm 59. It pisses me off. I don't think it's a good idea at all. If my dad were around, he'd be cut the TV off and wouldn't watch it at all. I don't want to hear anything about somebody in their 20s who can't play a basketball game two nights in a row. I mean, I just don't want to hear that. But the deal is, the owners, they have no one to blame but themselves. They have given the players so much leverage, it's a joke. All right? They pay them John Wall's going to make $40 million. Are you kidding me? And he ain't even coming to the gym.
Yeah.
We train a camera on him as they come in the arena. Oh, look what he's wearing. I don't care.
Well, I mean, that's all part of the show, and I get that. That doesn't bother me. I mean, I can't pull off a shirtless look like Russell Westbrook with just a sport jacket on, but I give him credit that he can. That doesn't bother me. Play the games! Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.